In 2004, students from the Carl Hayden Community High School in West Phoenix, Arizona, pulled off an unbelievable victory, winning a NASA-sponsored underwater robotics competition and in the college division, no less, beating MIT. And three of the four were undocumented immigrants. We spoke with them the following year. Here's Oscar Vasquez discussing the robot Stinky.
We have four propellers in there to push it up and down and to push it back and forth. Lorenzo painted it blue and then yellow and then red.
That would be Lorenzo Santillan. They called him the mechanic. He told us what he brought to the project.
My skills in building. I actually rebuilt motors with my cousin and my brother. So I just learned off what they told me to do.
And Luis Aranda spoke of the moment they put Stinky the robot in the UCLA pool the day before the big competition.
We started testing it out. When we took it back out, we saw it was starting to leak, man.
But they stayed up overnight to solder, ingeniously using a tampon to plug that leak. The whole robot cost about $800, and the next day they took top honors. As Christian Arcega, called the genius of the four, told us, they defy the expectations of their community.
Most people didn't think we'd be able to do it. I know my parents wanted me to do well, and they were really cheering for me. But other than that, any people in the community weren't really that ecstatic about us entering this competition.
Again, that was in 2005, and we thought then this should be a movie. And there were several proposed films that fell through. But this Friday comes Spare Parts, starring George Lopez as the team's advisor.
Last year's winner was MIT.
Probably have access to a lot more money than you do.
George Lopez, a character who's actually a combination of two great real teachers at Carl Hayden Community High in the new film Spare Parts. What happened to the teachers, the robotics program, the students? Joining us again from KJZZ in Tempe, Arizona is Christian Arcega. Good to talk to you again.
Hi. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here again.
Also, teacher Freddie Lajvardi, we spoke to you in 2005, and you still teach at Carl Hayden High School. Freddie, welcome back to you as well.
Thank you very much. It's great to be back on.
And Christian, after you won, we alluded to it, but you all thought, riding back from this big win, that there'd be banners and, you know, marching bands. And what happened?
Yeah, when we got back, we didn't really receive any kind of attention for almost a year. I mean, NPR was really one of the first places where we actually got our story out.
Well, and we should mention Wired Magazine. Reporter Joshua Davis wrote about it as well. Why do you think that is? Do you think that in your community, first of all, there might not have been really an understanding of what it was?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely partly that, they didn't really comprehend the extent of our victory and what it meant. And, it's also in our community, positive stories don't really get highlighted. It's usually the negative aspects of our community that'll reach the most attention.
Yeah, and Freddie, talk to us about that. You're a teacher there at the same high school.
Right when it first happened, we thought, wow, this is going to be, a life-changing thing, and we don't know exactly what it's going to turn into. And then shortly afterwards, everything was the same, and nothing changed. And over the years, as the story kept coming back through one media form or another, and now finally the movie, this is the attention we kind of expected at the time, but it's 10 years after the fact.
But we kind of wonder, though, was it too late for Christian, you, and some of the other teammates? We want to catch people up, talk about what's happened. When we talked to you all back in 2005, again, almost 10 years ago, you were a junior at Carl Hayden High School, and we asked you all what your plans were after this big win. Here are your answers, and it starts with you.
Here's the way I see it. I'm not trying to hold any errors, but I know I'm a bright kid, and I'm going to figure out a way to go to college. There's been people that are trying to get us a full tuition scholarships to schools like MIT and Caltech. It's just always been a dream of mine, being the first in my family to go to college and get a career. So I'm going to make it one way or another.
And Oscar?
I want to be a mechanical engineer and hopefully help design electric engines or something like that for future electric cars.
Luis?
Go to business school or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Try to start my own business.
And Lorenzo, can't leave you out. What do you want to do? What do you want to be?
I'm thinking of being a chef or an engineer. I'm not sure right now.
Well, again, that was in 2005, the team members that won the award in the previous year, 2004. Christian, we understand that Lorenzo is a chef. So
yes, he is.
His dream was fulfilled. Talk about Oscar Vasquez. He said he wanted to be a mechanical engineer. He did go to Arizona State University. At graduation, he was singled out as an outstanding student, applauded by everyone, including the speaker, President Obama. But then Oscar took a big risk. He left a wife and a daughter, and he went to Mexico to try to get back into the U.S. legally.
Yeah, He was self-deported and they denied his extended stay. So he was stuck in Mexico for about a year until Senator Dick Durbin intervened on his behalf. And, you know, Oscar got his residency. He applied for citizenship once he was back in the U.S. and enlisted in the Army.
And that was also a lifelong dream of his, to be in the Army. So dream fulfilled. And Christian, talk about you, because you wanted to go to college. What have you done?
After I graduated from high school, I actually had the presidential scholarship, which covered all of my in-state tuition. That was revoked due to Prop 300 in 2006, I believe.
So you lost your college scholarship.
Yeah. And I've been struggling to go back to school ever since. At the moment, I'm doing, you know, through all this publicity, I've been doing a crowdfunding campaign at collegestream.help, and, you know, hopefully I can go back to school in the fall. It's funny that you mentioned the clip earlier, because I'm still trying to go back and get into Caltech.
Well, what is it like to hear a younger, much younger self say that you're going to be this first person to go to college, and it's 10 years later?
Oh, you know, I'll still be the first person once I get there eventually.
Yeah.
Unless my niece and nephew beat me to it.
And well, you also said you didn't want to put on airs, but you thought you were pretty bright. You obviously are. And Freddie, you know, they obviously, all of them are, all four of them. We didn't mention Luis Aranda. He speaks now about having a reading disability that went undiagnosed. He is now heading a janitorial service at a company. Mm-hmm. But you also know the huge debate in this country, this resistance to giving help to people who have come into the country illegally. What would you say to that? I'm presuming you're still seeing kids like this at your school.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing, because in this group of people, the Dreamers, there's a lot of talent. Many of them, I mean, some of the other alumni that have graduated since have gone on and become valedictorian of Arizona State University. They've been recognized by Time Magazine and being one of the most 100 influential people in the world. So the kids keep performing. And it's not just the students in our program. It's all across the country. And they want to be members of society and pay taxes and be a part of America. But America hasn't figured out a way to make that happen.
Well, Christian, Arizona, your state, is one of just three states now that specifically prohibits in-state tuition rates to undocumented immigrants. And as you said, you lost your scholarship when the state took away funding for undocumented immigrants. And now you're trying to crowdsource the money to do that. But how old are you now?
I'm 26.
Is there ever going to be a time when you say, you know, I know you've worked at Home Depot and other places. Is there going to be a time when you say, I'm going to have to give up on college?
Probably not. I mean, I'll still be in my 50s and still trying to go to college.
Yeah. And Freddie, do you still have the robotics program?
Yes, and it's thriving. What those four boys did was open up the doors for all the kids that followed behind, and it made it impossible for any other student to have any other excuses, because these kids had so much against them. So any kid that comes in and says, we can't do that, I just point to the kids that did it before and say, really?
Yeah. Well, and now you have the movie to underscore that. Freddie Lajvardi, a teacher at Carl Hayden Community High School in Phoenix, Arizona. He was also the coach of the robotics team when Christian Arcega and three of his friends had a surprise victory at the 2004 Marine Advanced Technology Education ROV competition. Freddie, thank you. And Christian, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I was born guerrero, y como el
viento voy. Again, the film Spare Parts, about these high schoolers, then high schoolers, opens Friday. This is The Score. And we'll link you to more on the Real Life Young Men and Christian's crowdfunding college campaign at hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.